Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steinert, Chair of Ophthalmology and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at the University of California, Irvine. And I'd like to spend a few moments giving you my personal sense of some of the highlights at the upcoming American Academy of Ophthalmology meeting in Chicago. As many of you know, the Academy's program that is really the pre-program has become the highlight of the meeting with the so-called subspecialty days. These have expanded a lot over the years, and I was actually shocked at how expansive and comprehensive these sessions have become. It started with refractive subspecialty day, which was really 2 days, and then retina many years ago. Now it includes sessions in cornea, glaucoma, ocular oncology and pathology, oculofacial plastic surgery, pediatric ophthalmology. The refractive surgery now has a completely separate e-poster session, retina, of course, and uveitis. So those are held either on Saturday alone if they're one-day sessions, or the two-day sessions being Friday or Saturday. Preceding all of that, though, for those of you with a entrepreneurial or investigator bent, is the Ophthalmic Innovation Summit. This is not, strictly speaking, an academy event, but one organized by Emmett Cunningham and Bill Link, and has become extremely popular. You can find it on the website and register if you move quickly, and that's on Thursday before the Academy, packed full of presentations on new technologies, new innovations, where the industries may be going, and if this is of interest to you, there's really no session like it. Now, getting into the main meeting, I think one of the things that's interesting this year is that there's been an organization of presentations called Across the Pond, and that's because this year's meeting is in conjunction with European Society, and the net result of that is that there have been symposiums in retina, cornea, and cataract slash anterior segment, all separate symposia spread throughout the program on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for the exploration of technologies and techniques and procedures that have evolved on both sides of the Atlantic. Now, also, you should, if you're a cataract surgeon, you're not going to want to miss the spotlight session on Monday morning on the latest in cataracts and cataract complications. This has become one of the most heavily attended sessions of the Academy, and has the format that has been used for the past few years is highly popular, with a huge amount of work done by David Chang to make this possible, are video cases that then also have related presentations, typically two or three, and then comments by a panel of experts. And so he'll run through eight or so cases in the course of the morning, and then it ends with the Charles Kelman Innovators Lecture, this year being given by Dr. Randy Olson of the University of Utah Moran Eye Center. Finally, if you are staying through Tuesday, which is highly recommended, I draw your attention to something that is new this year, organized by Amar Agarwal, called the Ophthalmic Premier League, and he has put together teams of four ophthalmologists each, and the four teams will be competing by showing each team four presentations, and the audience will get to vote on the videos that are both the most educational and the most entertaining. So that's a session you're not going to want to miss first thing on Tuesday morning if you're still in Chicago. Just a few of the highlights. There are many more. As you know, the Academy is packed with a phenomenal exhibit floor, lots of other informational sessions on electronic medical records, coding, as well as all of the hundreds of other subjects that are involved in both courses and special sessions and the skills transfer sessions. So if you go to the Academy website, you can find all of the details of the program in advance if you haven't already registered. They have a short meeting guide. They have apps for tablets and for phones, so there's no shortage of ways to get detailed information on the meeting. And finally, they are offering the program on demand, a virtual program, so that you can see some, certainly not all, probably, frankly, when I looked at it, I'm guessing, given the volume of what goes on at the Academy, maybe 1 to 3% of the meeting, but nevertheless, some of the real highlights. If you're not able to make it to Chicago, you can go to that site and get a download of a video and audio on those special sessions. On behalf of Medscape, thank you very much for listening.